This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Monday, the 4th of March. Mobile phone tower data identifying the movements of people in the area Samantha Murphy disappeared is expected to be key in the probe. Investigators are set to trawl mobile data from the Ballarat area where the mother of three was last seen on the morning of February 4. People whose phones pinged from mobile towers covering the zone Ms. Murphy was in the hours after she set off for her run at 7 a.m. would be looked at. New documents have revealed at least a dozen of the Queensland Government's signature major health projects have been delayed by up to 2.5 years or have been hit with cost blowouts. And a handful of other projects, including a $1.2 billion new hospital in Bundaberg, are set to be on the brink of being hit with delays as authorities attempt to manage environmental, weather or contract issues. Analysis of the documents revealed to the opposition and information provided by Health Minister Shannon Fentiman's office revealed the budget for 12 projects affected by time or cost blowouts had risen by $51.8 million to a total of $2.29 billion. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A regional South Australian council has voted to replace its acknowledgement of country speech at the start of meetings with a more inclusive statement that doesn't mention Aboriginal people while also scrapping its prayer. In a move, Reconciliation South Australia has labelled walking back progress. Narracourt Lucendale Council members have voted 6-4 in favour of the change following a review initiated by Mayor Patrick Ross. And Meta's announcement that it will not renew its commercial agreements with Australian media will have a devastating impact on all Aussies, according to News Corp Australasia's executive chairman, Michael Miller. The move would obstruct the access of millions of Australians to reliable and trusted news and information about the communities in which they live and possibly cost jobs.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.